There's lots to choose from, and I mean countless. Here's a band that never had a number one hit, ever, yet have sold over 300 million albums. We could have gone in any direction when it came to this band. I mean, we even did a Twitter a vote thing, and this album came out above the other. We could have gone with Led Zeppelin 4, and we still might, but right now, it seems like this is the bee's knees. Led Zeppelin 2, it's a rock and roll album. What was ideally and supposed to be a little bit of a softer entity of an album ended up really, in the long term, becoming the opposite, and I'll give you an example of that. Whole Lotta Love, possibly one of the most famous guitar riffs ever, even in the middle, when it comes down to the more calming and wild psychedelic pieces that are through the center of it, all it is Kramer, the producer, and Robert Plant, beg my pardon, Jimmy Page, just twiddling all the numbers and the figures and everything like that and playing with all the bits and pieces to get that kind of sound, you know. John Bonham, of course, was the drummer, RIP for John Bonham, and even a hero to today's standard. And the difference was this, because I keep getting asked, what made John Bonham so great? What was the quintessential secret to his longevity, even to this day? Well, I can tell you, he hit the drums f***ing hard. And he really did. I mean, he pounded. He would break skins regardless of the sticks that he used when they either rehearsed, did recording sessions, or played live. Now, just like Black Sabbath, Bob Dylan, and even Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin never had a number one hit. I think the highest they got was with A Whole Lotta Love from this album, and I think it only got to like number four. Regardless, I mean, the band has sold over 300 million copies of their albums, and in terms of dollars and cents, I think Jimmy Page is doing okay. We need to define right here and now the difference between the rock and the pop genre of the time. Led Zeppelin were giants at the time in terms of rock. They were responsible for more bands that you probably listen to that you don't even know were inspired by this band in one form or another, being Six Degrees of Separation as a good example. Quick tidbit. Angus Young and his brother Malcolm Young of AC/DC fame went to a Led Zeppelin concert. It was in Australia, and I believe it was 1971 or two. And that was it. That was it. There's no real secret when it comes to Led Zeppelin. They're a little bit mystique and they're a little bit mystifying because, unlike, you know, at the time the Beatles or Bee Gees or Jackson 5, they were in a different realm of being more recluse, more to themselves. And this added to the mystery and added to the what are they all about type of thing, you know. It was very, very, very clever PR marketing. But at the same time, when you've got a good combination of songs and records going on, it's another quick tidbit. It was the early 70s and they were doing a tour through the United States. And how it all worked back then, there were no credit cards in terms of buying tickets, or you didn't do it online. There was no online. So you had to literally go to a ticket office, usually at the stadium where they were performing, on the day that they were performing, and buy a ticket, and usually with cash. Now, that meant that this box office had lots of money. And usually Grant, who was their road manager and manager in general, I guess, used to put all the cash into a suitcase or a briefcase, I should say, probably more like a suitcase, and carried on their plane. Now, what happened this one night, and I think it was in Jersey, they lost the case. Someone took the case and it had almost $500,000 in it. You think, why? $500,000 cash, just like that. Untraceable. Pick it up and go. People always say that are unfamiliar with Led Zeppelin, you know, well, what happened to them? I mean, why didn't they keep going? Well, easy to say. John Bonham, the drummer, was an integral part of this band. I mean, he was good friends with all of them, Robert Plant inclusive, and of course, Jimmy Page was exceptionally happy with this drummer. Who wouldn't be? Nobody hit the skins harder than this guy, right? So anyway, he died. And that wasn't just the end of John Bonham, but the end of Led Zeppelin. and that's all there is to it. That driving force, that rhythm section was, without him, it was not going to happen. The Lemon Song, Ramble On, are just two songs that are integral to not just this album, but Led Zeppelin as a whole. Hence the reason why Led Zeppelin 2 has made the cut. So along with A Whole Lot of Love and Bring It On Home and Moby Dick, which was an amazing live event because it really incorporated what was then a drum solo unheard of at the time. Led Zeppelin 2, one of the world's best rock albums ever. Well, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is that this particular show episode is finished. It's history. The bad news is history repeats itself. Until next time.